This is a Crowd podcast. Welcome to Go Love Yourself,
the podcast where we're all trying to love ourselves a little bit more.
What star sign are you? Aries? No.
I think I'm a rat. I'm pretty sure I read somewhere once that I was a rat. Oh, is it not? Oh. I need that.
Laura, I can't believe it, but this is actually going to be our last episode of season 3.
I know, it's gone so quickly. Like, I actually am a little bit in shock. Are you?
Yes, same, a little bit. I feel like season 1 and 2 were cool beans, but I feel like, you know, they lasted and we were inside it. And then all of a sudden season 3's come along and I wasn't ready and now it's done.
It's like how the weekends feel.
Season 3 has been a weekend. I agree.
What have been your highlights, your favourite episodes?
So I think you'll probably agree on this. I like that in season 3 we have diversified our topics a little bit. So it's all been specifically plus size. And hopefully our listeners have realised this. We haven't just tackled those issues, but we've also tackled general ones as well. Binge eating, anxiety, ADHD. And those have been really good because also, I mean, they felt like free therapy for us. Loved that. Also the clothes sizing, because it just gave us some like insane knowledge of why, like, this whole season, again, has just been one of those things of like, we just never stood a chance, did we? But then, honestly, the sex work episode with Miranda was my favourite.
Did you enjoy that one, Lauren? I had no idea.
I had a nice time, babes. I had a nice time. It was good. But what have been your highlights or favourite episodes of season 3?
So I was having a look back at all the episodes we've done, and I think the one that really does stand out for me is the binge eating episode, one that we did with Sarah Desange. I just thought she was good people. For years, I was always like thinking that maybe I had binge eating disorder, but that felt quite kind of severe and that what I had maybe wasn't as severe. And when she was talking, I was like, oh, yeah, no, like definitely got that, check. That was really useful. And I think the one we did really recently with Molly Forbes as well about raising body confident kids, because I think there's so much. Like, even though I don't have kids, neither of us have kids, I feel like I learned so much. But I agree with you. I'm glad that we've diversified this season. And I think we're going to be obviously looking to do more of that in season 4, baby.
Season four is coming. Don't worry about it. Because I always get messages, and we always get messages to on the Facebook group and our Instagram and stuff, of just people bereft, Laura. They are bereft that we are gone. But don't worry, we will be back.
And on that note, I actually wanted to say a big thank you to our Patreon sponsors, because honestly, without them, like, we would really struggle to do the show. And we just, we're so grateful to them. So thank you so much for your support for this season. We really do appreciate it.
So as we said, we will be back for our fourth season later in the summer. But as always, in the meantime, you can check out our Instagram at Go Love Yourself Pod, and obviously follow me and Laura on Instagram. If you're not following me and Laura, we're fabulous too. But we've also got our Go Love Yourself community Facebook group, which is fabulous. And to take us into the summer, we have a fabulous episode. We are going to be chatting about summer. We're going to be answering some of your questions. But what I'm very excited for is that we're going to be doing some personality tests and quizzes. And I'm so excited to find out how vastly different Laura and I are.
Yay.
Also, for all my like the-ness, I am not a believer in the horoscopes, or what is it? Astronomy? Wait, oh, which God, one's help space us out. And which
tell
one's
us.
Libra?
Oh, I think astronomy is like space, isn't it? And astrology is like star signs.
Yeah, so astrology
I believe.
Is something I don't understand, because I don't think my personality is dictated on when my mum and dad got it on. So I just think I'm indecisive because I'm indecisive, not because I'm a Libra.
Yeah, I will go as far as to say that I am not a believer in it. I think there's some people that probably do know what they're talking about. And I think when you look at, like, if you sort of strip it back and you go into it like properly, then I think there may be some truth to it. But I once did work experience for a very well-known women's magazine when I was about 18, 20.
Did you do the horoscopes?
Yeah. She was like, do you want to make up the horoscopes for this week?
Shut up.
What?
They're made up.
I'm not saying that for all of them they are, but for this particular magazine, they were.
Did you always make your horoscope like really like great?
No, this is the other worst thing, is they had like a spreadsheet and it was like, you could just pick from like previous years, like mix and match, like pick a mix horoscope. But the sad thing is that when I was a lot younger, I would literally live my life by them. So I'd see them in magazines and I'd be like, right, this week, the love of my life is going to challenge me. And I'd look out for it.
So basically, what was happening when we were 12, 13, 14, reading Ms. Magazine, living our lives by these answers, was a bunch of 20-something-year-old interns were writing these and laughing at us all.
I hate to break it to you. Childhood shattered.
Oh my God, I love that. No, I used to totally live my life by the horoscopes too, babe. So the ones in the Sun, which I believe were done in the day by Mystic Meg.
Oh God, I remember her. She is terrifying.
Didn't she used to be on the National Lottery? Right,
she was on the National Lottery.
I mean, I haven't thought about Mystic Meg for years. She also, however, did have a very fabulous hairdo, so we'll give her that.
Did. And that's obviously like the most Anna important Wintour. Thing. Gothic Anna Wintour, didn't she?
Oh my God, Laura Adlington, she's Gothic Anna Wintour.
Our producer is very busily hunting for our horoscopes so that we can like rip them to shit or say if they're accurate
or not.
We're
going to find out.
To be continued. Can I just say this was so unplanned, like completely unplanned.
We're both calling our mums to check when we were born, everyone.
Come on, Abby, please pick up.
Abby Smith, I'm recording an episode.
Hello, the podcast.
Don't know if you can hear her, but there she is, everyone. Is Mum home and where is she?
She is. She's currently making some dinner.
Cool beans. Can you please ask her what time I was born?
Mum, what time was Lauren born?
22, 23. No, I don't know. I was in intensive care.
All right, babe, it's not all about you. We're currently filming an episode. So she's fine now, everyone. She's fine now. Mum, was it 10:23 PM or 10:27 PM?
10:23 in the evening.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for your assistance. I appreciate
it. Look, there she is.
It's all about you,
intensive care.
Wow. Okay, thanks, guys. Say hello to the podcast. You're being currently recorded.
Hello and bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye. What star sign are you? Aries,
Gemini.
No. Gemini. Cool. What does that mean?
Gemini is like two faces.
Two-faced, huh?
I didn't say that. I said two faces, Okay, Lauren, I have found your horoscope. I don't really know what these mean, but there are three things. One of them is Sun in Libra. So it says, born with the Sun in Libra, you are likely to find yourself motivated by a need to take action around principles of fairness, justice and equality.
Are you serious? Is that what it says?
Do you remember literally we did the recording a few weeks ago and I was saying one of the things I love about you most is that you hate injustice and that you always fight for the underdog.
Absolutely. So I am... A nice thing anyone's ever said to me. I still remember it all the
smiling.
Time.
Oh, I love that. And it says Libra is symbolised by the scales. As in like babes, like the scales, as in like, you know, like justice scales, not like weight scales.
That's not what was told to me when I was reading Cosmo Girl. So yeah, carry on. Right, justice scales. Oh, is that what that genuinely is?
Yes. And then the second part, it says ascendant in Cancer. This sign is extremely loyal. Also very true, and takes things to heart. Oh, fair. Yeah. I think that's fair.
They are
one of the best people to have in your life. Definitely fair, because they'll always be there for important events and will show up when no one else does. Wow. Oh. Cancer risings are incredibly selfless, always making sacrifices and compromises for their loved ones. That is so true, Lauren. That is so you.
Do you know what? I was just about to say that is not true, but carry on. Yeah, I think I'm quite selfish.
That is true. That is true. Okay, last one, and then we'll make like an assessment. Moon in Pisces. With the moon in Pisces, individuals are highly sensitive in nature and are very caring and creative beings. They have an inclination to relate with the pain and suffering of other people, and so they can be a source of great comfort to those in pain.
Shut your face.
If I was to describe, like, well, I did literally the other day, didn't I? I was like, you care about other people and you always put them first. So, that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about you. So, isn't that funny?
Have I got any bad qualities or am I just like really nice?
You're just great. No, that's what it says. You're just brilliant.
Yes. Okay. All my Libras. I'm intrigued to know if all our Libra listeners are the same. And of course
it's not just to do with you, your date of birth. That's also the year you were born, I think, and where.
Oh, so it's and like the time as well, isn't it?
And the time. So, it's apparently more accurate. Anyway,
all right.
We'll put the
done.
Link to what we used in the episode description because I know loads of you will be like, how do I find out mine? Okay.
Yeah, all right then. Okay.
All right, do me. My turn.
Right, okay, Laura, let's talk about Laura. Laura is a Gemini. You have your sun in Gemini, which just sounds odd. Typical sun in Gemini traits include being quick-witted, outgoing, inquisitive, agile, charming, and adaptable.
Adaptable? Absolutely not.
Right, so you're ascendant in Libra. So Libra is a cardinal air sign, which means Libra risings are good at keeping the flow going. They don't get stuck in fear, nor do they stay still for long.
That's so generic. Like, come on.
Right, let's see if the moon can save us all. So your moon is in Aries.
Right.
I didn't think I'd say that sentence today. You were born with the moon in the sign of Aries. You are likely to have a pronounced need for independence as well as an assertive streak, and you do. Aries is a fire sign governing impulses, initiative, and action. And I would absolutely say that you do have a massive need for independence, and you can be assertive when you need to.
And I'm very impulsive, and I'm like, I need it now.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to chocolate.
I think it's great. You are quick-witted. You are outgoing.
Can be, yeah.
Can be. Inquisitive? I reckon so.
Isn't everybody, like, couldn't you say that?
I wouldn't say these are all your main traits. No, you have them.
Yeah, okay, I'm still a skeptic. Let's move on.
Oh, God, okay. Right, we couldn't convince her, but that's fine. Don't worry, because we are doing some personality tests.
We are. Oh, my God, we are.
First one we're going to do is the Myers-Briggs personality test.
God, what on earth is that?
I'm already so excited, everyone. Right, Laura, it is a personality test. Loads of workplaces do it. I'm assuming there's a bunch of people listening right now that have done it at work with all their work colleagues in a really awkward session. So, Laura, do you regularly make new friends?
No.
Yes. Okay. Right, this is just going to be hilarious because I think we're going to be polar opposites on so many, but then I think we're going to be the same on quite a few as well.
You often make a backup plan for a backup plan.
Absolutely not.
No, not really.
Sounds very organised.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Not Monica from Friends.
No, you usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure. Do you know what I saw on Instagram the other day? It was like, do you stay calm under stressful situations? Like, I don't even stay calm in non-stressful situations.
Well, that too.
You prefer to completely finish one project before starting another? No, disagree. I'm not a finisher. Don't know about you, babes.
Anyway. I always finish.
Right, show off. It's been a dry 2023, okay? So I said to one of my friends the other day, and I was like, oh, I haven't got laid basically in 23. She was like, my God, you like not even by yourself. I was like, babes, every fucking day by myself, but like
every day.
No, Jesus. Not every day. Oh, it's a couple of times a week.
I was going to say, Jesus, how's it not falling off? Every day? Who's got the time for that? Christ.
You enjoying participating in group activities? Agree.
I'd rather stick forks in my eyes and then eat my own shit. Literally. No. Yeah.
Then organise outdoor group activities?
No, not for me. Not
I love
one.
It. What if it was a group swim, though? An outdoor swim?
No, I still don't want to talk to anyone. Not really.
Next one, you avoid leadership roles in group settings.
Disagree. I think I'm a natural born leader. How do you say that? That sounds like a complete prick.
I think you might be, you know. Do we ever do any group work together? Probably not.
Oh, I don't think so.
I've gone disagree too.
You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax.
Absolutely not. Relax,
I do, but then I know
relax,
you don't.
And then relax. No chores.
Oh my God, this next one is so weird. You enjoy watching people argue.
That is gross.
Oh.
Is that a sex thing? In a way, I do enjoy the drama. So if there's drums happening somewhere, there's low-key drums, everyone's fine, it's nothing major. Like, what I'm talking about is, like, you know your local area Facebook group?
Oh, yeah.
That drama. Love it. So if it's, I enjoy watching that drama go down, abso-frickin-lutely. In person, no, of course, it's horrid. You tend to avoid drawing attention to yourself.
I mean, come on, babes, we've got an online presence and a podcast. I'd say that's disagree. Like, come on, as much as I don't really like it.
You often end up doing things at the last possible moment. Absolutely everything,
yes.
I do.
Is it everything? same.
Hence why I did 70% of my dissertation in 3 days.
Oh,
that was horrid.
You usually postpone finalising decisions for as long as possible. Yes.
Absolutely.
We are similar.
We are similar in our laziness, yeah. You rarely second guess the choices that you have made. Hard disagree.
Hard disagree.
Oh, are you
God.
Ready?
This was designed for you. After a long and exhausting week, a lively social event is just what you need.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Get me in everyone and everywhere.
Laura, how about you? I put hard disagree.
I put the biggest degree. There's like different size boxes and I put the biggest degree. I need to go outside.
I need to hibernate in a black room with no one and nothing.
Next one. You enjoy going to art museums.
Oh. And again, rather shit my hands and clap. No,
I agree. I don't like museums and I don't understand art. I know, I'm sorry.
You often have a hard time understanding other people's feelings.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Hard empathetic. Yeah.
You like to have a to-do list for each day. Agree.
No.
Oh. You rarely feel insecure.
I feel insecure sometimes. No, I don't. I'm cool.
Oh, okay, cool.
What about you? What have you put for that one?
I've put disagree. Why do you feel insecure?
Oh, I don't like this at all.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's life.
You avoid making phone calls.
Yes.
Sometimes I'd rather text or voice note. Yeah. I feel like that would be different if you asked our mums.
You are still bothered by mistakes you made a long time ago. Obviously, yes.
Agree. Yes.
Anxiety.
Your emotions control you more than you control them. Agree.
Absolutely.
You take great care not to make people look bad, even when it is completely their fault.
I don't really know.
I try to, but not like that much.
Yeah.
It's a weird one. It's so depends on the situation. Yeah, exactly. Like if they're a dick and they've been lazy and not pulled their weight on a project, then you kind of like, I would never throw someone under the bus, but.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. But yeah, so maybe just disagree then.
When someone thinks highly of you, you wonder how long it will take them to feel disappointed in you. What?
Yeah, I think I feel that sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, they'll see through it eventually. Like, they'll realise
I'm think that.
Nothing special. Yeah.
That makes me so sad.
Don't be sad. It's fine. It's life. Oh, this is a good question. You know, at first glance, how someone is feeling. Yes, I'm so fucking good at that. I have to say, say that. I am so good at reading people. Like, yeah, like we'll go out somewhere and then I will like immediately be like, what's wrong? Something's happened. What? And they're like, I'm fine. And I'm like, no, you're not. What's happened? And then, or we'll go home and I'll say to Matt, right, this person, like they're going through this thing or like something was off with them. I think they're pissed off about this X, Y, Z. I'm excellent at reading people's emotions.
That is interesting. So you know what your thing said earlier about your moon and your stars and your sun and your sea? They said you had good intuition. So, same girl. I have no idea.
You often feel overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Yes.
Do my hair, tiles, tip my nails. Baby, how are you feeling? Feeling overwhelmed. You struggle with deadlines.
I'm going to say that you don't struggle with deadlines. It's just that you work like towards them. You never miss them. Yeah, you just work to them. So
you're so right. I love a deadline, but yeah. I will start it very close to the deadline. Oh my God, hard agree then.
It's just about prioritizing.
No, disagree. Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got this. Yeah. You feel confident that things will work out for you?
Yes, fairly.
I do too. Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
That's nice.
Oh my God, is this it? See results.
My personality type is I'm an adventurer. What are you?
I'm an entertainer.
Of course you are. Kel Supree.
What are your letters?
ISFP-T.
I'm ESFP-T. Wait, I'm sure it's IS. So we're the same, except you're introvert and I'm extrovert.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Right, tell me about an adventurer. What do adventurers do?
Flexible and charming. Definitely not flexible, ever. In both senses of the word. Hate change and can't even lift my leg up most days. Always ready to explore and experience something new. Am I? Okay. Wow, this is interesting. 73% introverted. Oh, 74% for turbulent. Basically self-conscious and sensitive to stress. That's the one I identified most in. They feel a sense of urgency in their emotions and tend to be success-driven, perfectionistic and eager to improve. That is definitely me.
You are absolutely those things, yeah.
So I've just looked and apparently my personality is the same as Avril Lavigne, Jesse Pinkman, Edith from Downton Abbey. and Britney Spears.
Wait, hold on. It feels weird that Britney's in that list.
Oh my God, cool. This is so random. Okay,
I'm
your turn.
I love calling you Edith from now on.
Oh, don't. She's so
ultimate
boring.
Middle child. Yeah. I'm an entertainer. Entertainers are spontaneous, energetic, and enthusiastic people. Life is never boring around them. I'm 70% extroverted,
wow.
Which I think is a lie.
Oh, you think it's more?
I think it's way more than that. I'm 61% turbulent. Well, I'm self-conscious and sensitive to stress. You think? People that apparently have the same personality as me is Elton John, Marilyn Monroe, Adele.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Love that for me. Miley Cyrus. Also Adam Levine. That's very upsetting. And I'm sure there was a Captain Marvel. I'll take it. And Jack Dawson from Titanic.
That is so random.
How does he, a fictional character, have a personality? Yeah. Anyway, just call me Jack Dawson from now on, babes.
Right, now that is over with, thank God, let's get to some of your questions. So Maya says, what are your plans for this summer?
Oh my God, it is. It's summer and it's here and it's wonderful. I'm so excited. Do you know what? I've got zero plans either. I need to make plans, don't I?
You need to get some vitamin D. And you know what I mean when I say that.
Yes, your thinly veiled attempt at smut there. Yes, I know. I absolutely need to get some vitamin. Yeah, dating in the summer is fun. What I basically want is a summer that is full of like brunches and drinks with my friends and activities and fun times before the winter creeps in and we never go outside again. So basically, I've got no plans for summer, but I'm super excited to do lots of things with all my friends and family. Next question is, Chloe wants to know what you are most looking forward to about summer.
So last summer, I had Buddy. He was like a really young puppy. Couldn't take my eyes off him. It was quite stressful. And then obviously the two summers before that, we was COVID. So to be honest with you, I want to go swimming lots and I want to sunbathe and read and just chill the fuck out. Louise wants to know if we've got any advice for staying cool. I end up just hosing myself down in the garden.
I love.
I genuinely do that in the summer because I'm like, I can't cope. Like, I just can't cope with it. I hate it. Stacey Solomon said to put your pillowcase in the freezer like an hour before bed. I think that sounds like a good idea.
And then obviously all the normal things stay. Get your chub rubs out. Don't wear a safety cardigan or safety jeans or safety leggings if you are hot. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you need to cover up your body because you're worried about what other people think of you.
We had an anonymous question. Hello, Anon. She says, this feels embarrassing, but I have a question about sex during summer. I get so warm and sweaty that I feel self-conscious and I don't enjoy it as much. Any advice?
I think if you don't enjoy it as much, then there's no pressure to do it. I'd also say that your partner is probably going to be very warm and sweaty too. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter so much. Have some very cold ice water on the bedside table or next to wherever you are getting down. And just maybe just throw some more about the place. Go outside, hose yourself down and do it in the spray of the hose.
Or
open the freezer and do it on the kitchen floor. Shower sex, also brilliant. Go in the car, put the aircon on in the car. Lovely stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Great times. So there are many things to do, but the main thing is if you're not going to enjoy it, don't do it. Right, next question from Poppy. Hi, Poppy. And she says, chub rub tips. Oh, the dreaded chub rub every year, every single year.
All jokes aside, it's actually painful and uncomfortable. So I do two things. I talc. I use talcum powder a lot liberally. And I also do wear chub rub shorts. Snag tights do really good chub rub shorts. I will say they're not brilliant at keeping you cool, but they absolutely do stop the chub and they have saved my life like on numerous occasions.
Same. And I've just bought some of the M&S chafing shorts that people on the Facebook group recommended and they're slightly thinner than the chub rub. So they are probably going to be better at keeping me cool. I take the hit, I must say, in the summer with the chub rub shorts because being hot down there is better than having chub rub. It's so painful and I've got really sensitive skin. And if I've like shaved or had a wax or something, it's like red, raw and bleeding. Like it's not comfortable. Liquid talc works, moisturise works. As long as the area is moist and wet or covered, you're good. Do all the things.
If any of you are listening in the US, there's an anti-chafing stick by a company called Megababe that's supposed to be brilliant. I've never actually been able to get hold of it in the UK.
No.
But so many people swear by it. It's by a woman called Katie Strini, whom I love. I'm obsessed with her. She's brilliant. Okay, so Lauren, Izzy wants to know what you're looking forward to reading this summer, in particular, any books for the beach?
Oh, so I probably need to be better at getting like back into the book chart and what's new and what's been released and stuff, because I'm still working on my list from last year. But luckily for you, Laura, I anticipated this question would come up and I have my books with me.
Oh my god, you do.
Oh, wow. These are some of them. So it all depends on whatever you like to read. So me personally, I honestly read two things. I read history, either fact or fiction, and I read smut. I read nothing else because I love it. So it's the two things. I will be learning about medieval England, or I will be reading about sweaty sex on boats. That's literally it. Any kind of like low level smutty books that you can find, I think they're really good beach reads, because to the outsider, no one knows that they're smutty. So these two, I've got The Hating Game and I've got The Intimacy Experiment. So they're all going to be about spice, 2 out of 5. But this is the one I'm currently reading. It's got a bookmark in it. It's called Hook, Line and Sinker. And it's the follow-up to It Happened One Summer. And if you know, you know. But then really quickly, the last one I wanted to mention was Welcome to Your Life by Bethany Rutter. And we actually had Bethany on the podcast right at the beginning of season 3. And it's just a really lovely, sweet story. The protagonist is plus size, but it's not the biggest thing that's going on. And it's all about her dating and finding herself after a breakup. And it's just great. So those are all the things I'm going to be reading. However, I did see on the Facebook group, Laura, that we have got a brand new Go Love Yourself book club that some of our members have set up. So awesome. I've been speaking to them all about it, so I may join at some point. But they've selected their books for the month. They're going to be having meetups and stuff. So if you want to join that, search the Go Love Yourself community, and the book club is linked in there somewhere. Right, okay, that's enough of me talking. Laura, favorite ice lolly or ice cream? I love this question.
Oh my god. Oh, Twister for the day when it's hot, Magnum for the evening when it's not.
My day ice cream.
You?
Before I change it to my night ice cream. I love both those things. Do you remember A Feast?
Oh yeah, I used to love A Feast.
I love
Excellent
A Feast.
Choice, babes, yeah.
Love A Feast. And I also love a Calippo.
That's a bad choice.
Why is that a bad choice? I love an ice lolly.
Yeah, but then go for a Twister with something with a bit of, you know, style and pizzazz. Substance. Oh, a Fab. Do you like a Fab?
I can fuck with a Fab. I can definitely fuck with a Fab. I also love a rocket lolly. So literally my freezer from the summer will just be for... No, you shush. You are wrong and this is why.
Oh my God, please tell me. I don't want to know why you love rocket lollies. All right.
We've discussed some very like intense topics today, and the one that got me real right up was you not liking ice lolly.
All I had is visions of you shoving it up your vash.
Why the fuck would you have that?
Because I think I just remember the last year they were warning people not to put rocket lollies in their vaginas.
Because someone had done it. For fuck's sake. Right, that person, stop it. Right,
you've ruined it for all of us.
I put it in the normal orifice, which is my mouth. Thank you, Laura Adlington.
Oh my God, the filth. Okay, I can't cope. Okay. Oh, man.
Oh my goodness. Right, okay, next question. If we can possibly move on from the ice lollies, now I really want a feast. Next question is from Lara. And she says, Laura, we know how much you love swimming. What are some of your favourite beaches / places to swim? This is a good question.
This is a good question, yeah. So I'm really lucky. There's a lake near me. You do have to like book an induction and you do have to pay for it, but it's clean water, so it's not seawater, and it's like pretty much like still. It's very deep. So if you kind of like fear of that, it's not for you. But staff are really nice down there. Like I've kind of made friends with them. That's my favourite place. And then I also really love Littlehampton Beach because it's not stony. A lot of the beaches are stony, which makes it a bit kind of to swim. And it's not always that busy, whereas like other places are. And we know how much I love people. So quieter the better.
Laura basically will now instill a swimming pool in her garden because she can't cope with the people.
Oh, that is the dream, babes. That is the dream.
That would be the dream. I would honestly swear to you, Matt's moving out, I'm moving in. If that happens,
drain the pond. Fill
yeah,
it up.
Drain, yeah, get rid of the bloody ponds. I'm coming over.
Olivia wants to know what bikinis we've got lined up for the summer. Any advice for someone who wants to try to wear a bikini for the first time?
Again, with so many things that we talk about on Go Love Yourself, if you want to try one and you're scared to try one, the only way to do it is just do it. And that is so much easier said than done. But once you've done it, you'll realize that no one died and everything was fine and you were probably comfortable and you were okay and you had fun and you went in the sea or you went in the pool or you did the sunbathing or whatever you wanted to do and the world didn't end and it was all fine. And that's the really the only advice that could ever be given. And I did it for the first time. I wore a bikini for the first time last year, being in a much bigger body. And it was a bit nerve-wracking. And I wore a bikini on two separate occasions on holiday I went to last year. First time, didn't give a fuck, was not bothered. I was like, here I am. My friend Stacey was hyping me up. It was great. The second day I did it, I think I was due on and I felt a bit more emotional. I felt a bit more self-conscious. That's just natural. But I did it and I wore it and I've got those photos and I look really happy in them and all that kind of stuff. So I did it. If you want to do it, do it. Don't let the fear of judgment of others or the incorrect thoughts in your head stop you from having a wonderful summer, whatever that is.
I also just want to say that I think sometimes we think of like wearing a bikini as like the apex of body confidence. And actually, it's not always like I can be body confident and feel more confident in a one piece. And me personally, I've actually got to the point now where I realise I actually do feel more confident and comfortable in a one piece, but I like to feel the sun on my skin when I wear a bikini, right? So there's like that kind of like you weigh that up. But if it's something that you want to do and you think that, you know, you will feel good for it, then like please, please do it. And yeah, just go for it if it's something you want to do. And actually, if you kind of try it and you go, yeah, okay, it's not really for me, then that's fine.
Damn, we got serious for a second there.
Oh, for once.
So to close the episode and the season, we have got to do some Am I the Arseholes, which are my annoyance fave. Everyone seems to love that we love it. And I have found such a good one.
I'm ready.
Am I the Arsehole? And can I just say before I start this, this isn't me asking the question. This is some that we found on the internet. This is important to know as I read this. This is not me asking. Am I the Arsehole for making my boyfriend call me grandma when we have sex?
Oh. I just cringe. Carry on. I'm glad you're reading this one out and not me. Carry on.
Right. This person says, my boyfriend likes to be called daddy in bed while we're getting intimate. I've obliged his request, but it's starting to creep me out and I've decided I don't want to do it anymore. He's not happy with this and insists it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it. Cool. Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like him to call me grandma in bed as a compromise. He didn't like this option and said it was giving him visuals like he would prefer not to have. She said, like, okay, join the fucking club. Brilliant. Anyway, the last time he tried to initiate intimacy, I started to refer to myself as grandma in the third person. Wait. For example, do you like when grandma does that?
Oh no.
And he flew off the handle. He said, I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I've proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an arsehole. So am I the arsehole? Is this person the arsehole, Laura?
That is funny as I think it's that she was just obviously trying to be funny, but like when you talk about like consent and boundaries and stuff, like if she's told him that she doesn't like that and she finds it gross and weird, I would find that really weird. Like I'm a daddy's girl, like I would never ever want to think of like, no, that's not for me. But that's not, again, there's no judgment there. And I know that quite a lot of people are into that, but if she said no, she's kind of basically saying, well, this is exactly how it is for me. And then, yeah, so I don't think she's the arsehole, no, do you?
I totally agree. I think the whole daddy thing is so confusing because I don't mind it, but I can separate it very much so it's not an issue.
Okay.
But yeah, but she has explicitly said, I don't like this. And if for her, it's given that connotation when they're doing it, that's not okay. Yeah. So she said it, and I just think the grandma thing's fucking hilarious. That's what you got to do to make your point, so babes. Funny. I think that's funny. I think he needs to calm the heff down and understand what her boundaries are, and then they need to have a conversation and talk about what's compromised. Maybe granddaddy, I don't know. Like,
oh my god, no. Should we move on?
That's maybe my favourite one so far, but yes, you do the next one.
That is funny. Okay, am I the arsehole for bringing my baby to her sister's performance and not leaving when she cried? So she says, this has caused drama I was not expecting. I have two children with my ex-husband. We'll call him Will. Kids are called Penelope and Johnny. I think they're made up as well. A few years ago, I remarried. We have a six-month-old baby girl together called Lila. Penelope is in the theatre programme at her school and her spring show opened last week. Chris, my new husband, and Lila came with me. My ex-husband, Will, our son, and his new wife, Ariana, were already there. If you're confused, I am. I'm reading it out.
I need a family tree right now. Yeah, okay, cool.
Will saw I brought baby Lila and gave me a weird look. But Ariana hushed him and said, just let it go. Lila slept through the first half. A little before intermission, she awoke and was fussy. I got a few dirty looks from parents around me. I gave them a what can you do shrug as if to say it's a baby. At intermission, Will suggested Chris take Lila home. I said that she should sleep during the second half and Chris said he wanted to watch the performance. Will started getting upset, but again, Ariana had him walk away. Lila did fall asleep again, but halfway through act two, woke up and started screaming. It was loud enough this time that it did catch the performers off guard. I quickly went into the lobby with Lila. When I tried to go back in once she calmed, the usher wouldn't let me, saying once a person leaves, they're not allowed in to prevent interruptions, meaning that I missed Penelope's solo. Penelope refused to see me after the show or accept the flowers we bought for her. Oh, that's sad. I watched her leaving with Ariana, who was consoling her. Will met me in the parking lot. He was pissed. He said I should have never bought Lila and that he and Ariana got a sitter for their young child. After missing the full show, I wanted to be there for my daughter. I added it was just a middle school performance. It isn't the end of the world. He gave me a disgusted look and walked away. Penelope hasn't answered my calls or texts. This weekend, she refused to come over. Chris thinks we were in the right, but my parents are just as pissed and called me an arse. Am I the arsehole?
I don't want to pass judgment because I'm not a parent.
But you're going to anyway.
How do you feel?
No, go on.
Well,
I'm interested to know what you think.
I think it's a massive shame that she missed her daughter's performance, and I think her daughter will remember that. However, again, it's not the end of the world. If the kid was making enough noise, it was disrupting everyone else, then you're disrupting all the other parents' memories of the performance. I basically don't know. I would say don't bring the kid, but I can appreciate it's very difficult to get babysitters.
That's the thing. And also, like, we don't know. Maybe she couldn't afford it. Maybe she couldn't get a sitter.
Yeah, exactly.
And without being rude, like, I don't want to belittle it, but it was just a middle school performance. Like, surely people should have been a bit more understanding that she would have brought a baby. Like, I think there's bigger things in the world to get upset about than someone bringing their baby to their daughter's performance.
There is, but it is irritating if you're in a show and a baby is crying and it's just sitting there and it's crying.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know. This is it. It's difficult to pass judgment without having kids. But the moral of the story is I understand why she would
don't have children.
Yeah, well, that basically. And don't have Will and Chris and Ariana and Penny and Johnny and all these people causing drama. I'm not sure. Probably Will is an arsehole. I don't remember which one Will is. I hope that's not the
kid. We don't really know. What do you think? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think, please.
Thank you so much for listening to this season. It's been amazing. And a huge thank you again, especially to our subscribers on Apple Podcasts and Patreon. We really wouldn't be able to afford to do the show without you.
Yeah, and we also want to thank everyone who came to our live show and our Apple event. Oh my God. We will just never forget those. And we really hope there's more to come.
We'll be back for season four later in the summer. Make sure you follow our Instagram at Grow Love Yourself Pod in the meantime and subscribe to the show on your favourite podcast app so that you'll be the first to know when we're back.
We have loved this season so, so much. Thank you guys for everything, all your support, your lovely comments, just everything. We are so grateful and we will see you soon. Have a good summer.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, but it might be you. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me three times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.